Preview versus FC Dallas.
We're lucky, you know, we play in a city where we're relevant. Media, fans, people passing by in the streets, people know what's going on. And so that isn't lost on us. We realize the responsibility that comes with that. You'll see a group on Saturday night that steps on the field ready to play and compete and work.
Il Capitano, Michael Bradley, also known in Italy as Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor!
But he's our captain here in Toronto with Toronto FC as they get set to host FC Dallas. It's the first time I don't have to say at a team in 2016. Finally, the home opener is here. We're getting you set for May 7th, TFC and FC Dallas at BMO Field. I'm Dan Riccio. It's a TFC pitch side match preview. Very excited, as we'll have Canadian international, FC Dallas forward as well, Tesho Akindele joining the show in just a little bit. We'll do all the things you know and love. Remember when, what happened last season, did you know, and your three keys to the game as well. So stay tuned. Appreciate you listening. And remember to subscribe on iTunes for all the wonderful different things we do here on TFC Pitch Side. So, Saturday, about that, you know, about the new roof and stuff. Producer Emil Delic got a nice little look at BMO Field. And, well, it's looking really nice so far, according to him. And you could see it on our TFC underscore Pitch Side Instagram page. But that roof's going to get put to work right away, we think. Saturday, 18 degrees, 40% chance of rain. So we'll see as well how it works in the south end because, you know, normal people realize rain doesn't fall on a, you know, straight downward plane. It kind of falls at an angle. And that canopy above the south end stands where all the most hardcore of supporters are sitting among them and the 30,000 others. That 100-foot high canopy on the south end might not work out so well in terms of keeping out the elements. But we'll get that tested probably on Saturday, 7:30 kickoff for TFC and FC Dallas. So where are these teams right now? The TFC ride into BMO Field riding that 3-3-2 record. 11 points from their first games, all of them on the road, as we've talked about so much here on the show. Their last game, though, 2-1 loss in Portland. Diego Valeri, with a glorious free kick, gets the Timbers 3 points. Reds could find no way past Jake Gleason to get an equalizer despite firing 18 shots at goal. FC Dallas, now they're an interesting case, and we'll talk to this about with Tesho. But they're ending a three-game road swing. The first two were losses. First one, 3-0 to Vancouver, and then 4-0 to the New York Red Bulls. So Tesho is going to have to tell us what exactly is going wrong with FC Dallas, especially after I chose them to be Supporters Shield winners this year. They could still very well do that. They do have 17 points on the season. As for the injury bug, TFC getting healthier, you would think. Jonathan Osorio, his ankle sprain, maybe not 90 minutes fit, but it looks more like he will be probable for Saturday rather than questionable. Still out is Benoit Cheyroux and Clément Simonin. For Dallas, Matt Hedges, torn meniscus, and get this. Hedges went out with an injury when Dallas beat Portland 3-1. The two games after that, their defense has been absolute shambles. They've allowed 7 goals, 2 consecutive losses. So Matt Hedges is kind of a big deal for FC Dallas. They miss him pretty bad. As for what happened at training, well, I wasn't able to make it. I've got too many different hats on around here at Sportsnet 590 The Fan. But our intrepid producer, Emil Delish, was down there at the new BMO Field. And Greg Vanney, as much as he wanted to talk about the stadium, we'll let him do that in just a second. But more importantly, in terms of a match preview, he talked about the game plan that TFC has to have going up against the offensively gifted FC Dallas.
We've got to first close down the space behind us, make sure that Castillo and Urruti and Barrios, assuming those are the three, or even Akindele, don't expose the space behind us. And then from there, it's a matter of slowing them down and getting help around the guys like Castillo, who's a fantastic dribbler and a guy who can create things on the run. And so it's important that we stay connected, that we're diligent and disciplined behind our attacks to make sure that we don't get hurt in counterattacks. And then we get support to each other and we stay close, which is everything we've done to date. And it's just making sure that we don't lose that mentality just because we're at home. We think we have to attack a bunch more. I think the attacking side will be there. We just need to make sure we stay organized and disciplined on the defending side.
Discipline on the defensive side is right. Dallas with 15 goals for this season, second most in MLS, only behind the LA Galaxy. But here's the caveat for Dallas. They've given up 17 goals, though 12 of them have come in their three losses so far this season. So getting back to the stadium and circling around, and no, this is not the time to complain about the Argos being at BMO. We'll get to that in future shows. But as for the stadium right now, it looks beautiful. You see it driving down the Gardner. I do it almost on a daily basis. It looks great. And producer Emil Delich, I'll say it again, he thought it looked fantastic when he took a tour around the stadium today. As for the coach, Greg Vanney, what does he think of the new BMO Field?
It's impressive. From last year when they increased the size of the stands on the other side, when you walk out of the tunnel, it's just this wall of red. And now with the additions of the roof, it just looks like such a proper stadium now. And you know, the combination of protecting the fans from the potential elements to what I think is the most exciting part, which is just keeping the sound in the building. And that's going to be amazing because the crowd comes and they make so much noise and they're banging the drums and they're singing. And now I think it's just going to reverberate back into the stands just because we have the roofs all around us. I'm excited. I can't wait to get everybody in here and see what it looks like and hopefully put on a good show that everybody can really get behind.
And that is a call to all of you, 30,000-plus, that are going to be heading down to BMO for Saturday's home opener against FC Dallas. And TFC wants you to be loud and proud. Not that you aren't already, but maybe even louder. Let's push the limits here and see what this roof can do and how much it really makes a difference in terms of keeping the sound in the stadium better in Game 1 than anywhere else. All right, so that's the TFC side of things. I'm Dan Riccio. This is TFC Pitchside Match Preview. We're getting you set for FC Dallas. We are now very pleased to be joined by former MLS Rookie of the Year, Canadian international. He is Tesho Akindele. Thanks so much for doing this, Tesho.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, 3 goals, 2 assists, 9 appearances. I mean, congrats. It's been a great start to the year for you.
Yeah, I think it's been a decent start for me. Always good when you get off the mark. You don't want to wait too long to score a goal in the season. So, you know, I'm glad I have a couple and hopefully I can kind of build on that.
I've noticed, at least on the stat sheet, you're racking up a little bit more shots this year. Has that been a conscious decision on your part or part of a product of your role on the team?
No, that's kind of been a conscious decision just for me individually because, you know, I was looking around the league and all the top scorers had so many more shots than me, especially shots per goal. Like I was scoring way too many shots per goal, so I thought, you know, maybe take some more chances. My shots per goal will go down, but hopefully I'll score a few more.
Tesho Akindele, our guest here on TFC Pitchside. So you guys have lost 3 games this season, all on the road, and they've kind of been by ugly score lines, to be fair. Is this just a case of mistakes that kind of snowball on each other?
I think, you know, it's tough. When you go on the road, the other teams are obviously really pumped to play in front of their home crowd, which just like we are, you know, we're one of the best teams at home. So when we go on the road, we're feeling kind of the opposite. And you know, once you go down, we're a team that always wants to win a game. So say we're down a goal or 2 goals, we're still pushing for the win, which, you know, it may sometimes leave us in vulnerable situations in the back, but sometimes we'll be able to come back in the game. So you got to risk it, I guess, to get back into the game.
The last couple of weeks haven't gone so well. Is there anything specific that's gone on these last couple of weeks?
I think just our energy hasn't been there. If you've watched our games, we didn't come out with the same intensity that we had maybe in some of our other games, especially our home games. So we need to be able to bring the same energy we have for our home games to our games on the road.
And the team, you guys also lost Matt Hedges recently. Everybody knows how good a defender he is. What do you guys miss most without him? Not just on the field, that's pretty obvious, but is he a big leader in that team as well?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who leads by example, you know. He's not the most vocal person, but he definitely leads by example and he sets the standard high. So, you know, you see him making a tackle here and, you know, putting himself on the line for the team, and it kind of gets everybody else going. So I think that's one thing that we may be missing a little bit without him.
Now, when you look at your opponent this upcoming weekend, TFC, they went through that 8-game road trip. It's been made a lot about it early on this season. They're able to navigate through it pretty well, 11 points through those 8 games. What does that tell you about this TFC squad?
I think it tells you that, you know, they're a great team. I think I heard at the beginning of the year maybe they were shooting for 8 points out of the 8 games.
Yep.
So if that's true, they did better than that, obviously. And, you know, just to go on the road is tough. And then to do it 8 times in a row is, you know, I've never experienced it myself, but I could only imagine. So, you know, it's a good team. And at home, they're going to be buzzing, especially this first game with the home opener and the sellout crowd. So we're going to have a lot to deal with, definitely, at least the first 15 minutes with this team.
Yeah, now, being the first team to come into the newly renovated BMO Field, it looks great, and all those different types of things. It might be noisier in there. We don't know yet with the new roof installed. But being that team that goes in and plays the team that's in their home opener, does that get you up a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it does, and I think it has to get you up a little bit more because they're going to be up for it. They've been wanting to play in front of their home crowd. They've been wanting to play in front of their own stadium, so we know that if we don't bring a little bit extra this game, then we might lose again big. So we're going to be ready for this one, though, and I think we'll put up a good fight.
Tesho Akindele, Canadian international forward for FC Dallas here on TFC Pitchside. I was doing a little bit of research on you. How much of an impact did Blas Perez? Obviously, he's not with your squad there down in Dallas anymore, but he seemed to have a big influence on the early part of your career.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as being a professional player, he's been my best mentor. He was always there to give me a pointer when I needed it, and even, you know, if I was kind of slacking off, he'd be like, hey, you know, that's unacceptable. So he wasn't worried about getting mad at me when I needed it, and he was also there to pick me up when I needed it. So, you know, nothing but love for Blas. He was a great person to play with, and on and off the field, he's amazing.
Now, I mentioned it earlier, MLS Rookie of the Year, and you go sixth overall out of a D2 school. And, you know, what made you pick the Colorado Mines, first off?
I guess, you know, I grew up in Colorado. I was born in Canada, and then I moved to Colorado when I was young. And so I liked Colorado, honestly, and I wanted to stay in state. And, you know, School of Mines was a good school for education-wise. And, you know, they had a good D2 soccer team. And it was a good fit for me. And the coaches there also, you know, I told them when I went there, I said, you know, I do want to be a professional soccer player. And they said, you know, I think we can make that happen here. And I trusted in them, and, you know, it worked out for me.
You had a big combine that year before the draft, heading into the draft. TFC's first-round pick this year, Tsubasa Endo, was one of the combine players of the year. You know, sometimes a lot of people kind of scoff at the combine and what it actually means, but, you know, that kind of put you on the map in that draft, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know I would not have been picked sixth overall if it wasn't for the combine, and who knows where I would have been. Maybe I wouldn't have got drafted at all, and I would have been in the NAFL, and my career would have been completely different. So I think, you know, for people like me and Endo, it's huge. It helps us in our career in a major way, and, you know, I don't think that should go away. I think that people should be given that opportunity to show themselves one last time.
Tesho Akindele, Canadian international, joining us here on TFC Pitchside. So, getting into the Canadian international stuff, how tough were those 2 games against Mexico?
Yeah, it's really tough. They're one of the best teams, obviously, in CONCACAF, and they're one of the top teams in the world right now. So we knew it was going to be a battle, especially the away game. But I thought our team put up a good effort. The first game at home in Vancouver, we played really well for the first 30 minutes. It was back and forth, and, you know, we were unlucky not to score in that game. And then the second one, I thought, you know, some people were saying, oh, if this game's going to get away from them, they'll get destroyed. But it didn't happen. You know, our team fought well, and we're still in a position to move on to the hex.
Was that your first exposure to playing in Mexico in that type of a hostile environment? I know, you know, Craig Forrest and a lot of Canadian internationals before you have made a lot about playing in that stadium and what it is. But how difficult was it in that stadium with the hostility of the crowd, and also, of course, playing at altitude like that?
Yeah, I think, at least for me personally, the altitude was more of an effect than the crowd. You know, you're used to playing in front of big crowds. That's obviously, it was bigger than I'm usually used to. But I don't think that made too much of a difference for me. The altitude there is no joke, though. Your lungs are burning after one run, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you got some camps coming up this summer here in Toronto with the international team, I believe.
Yeah, we got some. We're just trying to get ready for the next games against Honduras and against El Salvador.
A lot of Canadian international fans certainly listen to this show. So, are you going to give them some hope here? You guys think you can do it? Pull it off? Get to the Hex?
Yeah, I think we can do it, and I think everybody in the team thinks we can do it, which is important. You know, playing against Honduras, a lot of the Canadian national team fans know what happened last time, kind of when it was a must, at least must tie game, which this is a must win or tie game for us. So it's big, man. It's big, but everybody has confidence right now. I think we have a mixture of young guys who bring some attacking talent, and then we have the old veterans who have been there, done that, and I think the mix is going to be crucial for our success.
Hey, Tesho, I know BMO Field's going to be packed on Saturday. They're going to be hoping for a TFC win. But, you know, if you got a goal, there's going to be some mixed emotions in the stands. I know that for sure.
Yeah, maybe somebody will cheer for me, you know. we'll see what happens. I'm not counting on anything. I'd understand if the whole stadium booed me. It's no hard feelings there because, you know, they're supporting their team right now. But maybe one or two people will cheer for me a little bit.
For sure. It's always going to be an interesting atmosphere. And we really appreciate you coming on today, Tesho.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan.
Yeah, there he is, Tesho. Really happy he came on the show. And I don't know. I mean, if he does score, I'm going to be kind of happy because I get a little bit excited anytime a Canadian international scores, whether it's an MLS or anywhere around the world. But at the same time, obviously, for more reasons than not, we do want to see TFC get the 3 points here on TFC pitch side because that would mean more of you supporters enjoying this show, and that's what we like to know. At Tesho13 is where you can follow him on Twitter and implore you to do so. He is a good follow. So last season, let's have a chat about last season. I'm Dan Riccio. This is TFC Pitch Side Match Preview. We get you set for FC Dallas. It took only 5 hours and 30 minutes to play in Frisco, Toyota Park, Toyota Stadium, whatever they call it. And it will forever be known as the rain delay game in Dallas, also known as the Nick Haglund at right back game because he was really bad. And, you know, when I watched the video highlights, it was just as bad as I remembered. And it's not fair to Nick because he's not a right back and he's playing against Fabian Castillo, who's like one of the most offensively gifted players in MLS. So it was really tough on Nick, and that was kind of where it went. And let's just let you hear in. It was 3-0 in the blink of an eye, really, and then the rain delay happened, and Sebastian Giovinco happened in the second half.
Beautiful. Right side, he'll cheat to the left, and he lofts it up, and goal.
Well, thanks for the excitement.
Wow, it didn't even look like it required any effort at all. The second goal for Sebastian Giovinco, and it's now 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2, but that's as close as TFC got. They made it more palatable there at the end as they were playing in front of, like, I can't believe people still stuck around after those rain delays, but they did, and TFC lose it 3-2. Giovinco scores twice, both beautiful goals, and that's as close as TFC would get. They haven't had much success against FC Dallas, really, ever. There's one MLS win over FC Dallas all time. One. And it's so old, we couldn't even find an English call of it. June 17th, 2007, TFC's fourth ever win.
Carl Robinson reincorporará la pelota. Jugada, balón estático, el cabezazo. Gol!
Danny DiCchio. Okay, I'm getting a little bit too excited. 4-0, and yeah, we couldn't find an English call. TFC put the boots to FC Dallas. They did have another win over Dallas, but it was in CONCACAF Champions League play. That came back in 2012. So all time, TFC are 2 wins, 5 draws, 9 losses in 16 total meetings with Dallas. It's kind of an ugly record. Did you know Dallas's Toyota Stadium, it holds 20,500 people. From 2005 to 2012, it was known as Pizza Hut Park. Do they have stuffed crust at Pizza Hut Park? Good question. They do have a song. Apparently all MLS teams got a song. I don't remember this happening, but yes, they do have a song. It's by Polyphonic Spree. And it's not very good. It burns our ears.
Would you have H-O-O-P-S?
Yes.
H-O-O-P-S?
Yes.
H-O-O-P-S?
Yeah.
H-O-O-P-S? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for this day.
All right, this is like, oh my God. This is painful. FC Dallas were also formerly known as the Dallas Burn from 1996 through 2004. They lost in their lone appearance of the MLS Cup 2-1 to Colorado in, yes, you guessed it, 2010, right here at BMO Field in Toronto. But that was the old BMO Field. Now we got a new BMO Field. And also, Dallas making some upgrades to their campus or stadium area, whatever you want to call it, as FC Dallas, U.S. Soccer, and the city of Frisco break ground on $39 million Toyota Stadium improvements, including a National Soccer Hall of Fame museum. So that's coming to Frisco, Texas. Don Garber was there, I believe. He's a 2016 inductee.
Yes,
Don Garber. So if you ever want to pay tribute to the National Soccer Hall of Fame and Don Garber, you're going to have to go to Frisco, Texas. Have fun. Three keys to the game.
Major key alert.
Well, number one, and thank you, DJ Khaled. You got to defend well. Dallas may be the most offensively gifted team in the league. Like I said, second most goals in the league, only behind LA Galaxy. Mauro Diaz, you hear me talk about him every single Monday with Thomas Michalakos. Michael Berrios, another good player. Fabian Castillo, Max Arruti, yes. Like, he's going to score this weekend. We always know former TFC players score against the Reds. They are incredibly balanced. They attack you from many different avenues. You heard Greg Vanney. There are so many different ways that TFC have to worry about defense. They have to be on top of their game to keep Dallas off the score sheet, especially for a third straight game. Get the first goal. As you heard Tesho, this Dallas team struggles when they are forced to chase the game. It opens them up more. They don't have the defenders to stop Giovinco and Altidore, especially with no Matt Hedges. TFC have to put pressure on Dallas's shaky defense, who've been prone to mistakes. If the Reds get the first goal, the floodgates might open, and all you 30,000 inside BMO Field might be having a party. Take care of the ball. Dallas does a lot of good things in midfield, creating turnovers, using their pace in attack, on the counter, and in transition. The best way to defend against that? Don't have any turnovers. Sounds simple, but it never really is. So far this season, TFC have been pretty good at this part of the field. Thank you, DJ Khaled, and the Major Key Alert. Here are your three keys to the game. Dan Riccio, TFC pitch side match preview, FC Dallas on the horizon. And we reached out to some of the supporter groups to see what they might have planned for this weekend. And the Red Patch Boys, they will have a pre-match overhead display. It might be regarding the best player in Major League Soccer, so you might want to be in attendance to see that. The Inebriati, they'll be having some pregame fun at Liberty Village Cafe. They invite anyone to join them in their march to the match. Be aware, they plan to be in the stadium for 6:30. They are eager beavers, and they are also named the Inebriati. So, I mean, it kind of explains itself. You'll have a good time if you show up with them. Not that you wouldn't with Kings in the North. They'll be doing their pregame at Locust 144, while U Sector, they will have pregame festivities at Joe's, which is on Dufferin, before conducting their march to the match. We always want to promote what you supporter groups are doing, so each week, ahead of a home match, please reach out, dan.riccio@sportsnet590.ca. If you haven't figured out how to spell Riccio yet, well, it's R-I-C-C-I-O. I hope you figured that out by now. No, it's not Riccio, it's Riccio. It's not Biagini, it's Biagini. It's not Giovinco, it's Giovinco. There is your Italian lesson of the week. All right, this was a lot of fun. Have fun at the home opener. We'll be down there pretty early, maybe watching the Raptors game in Liberty Village ahead of the match, at least for a little bit. I'll also be seeing Clayton Kershaw before. It's going to be a busy Saturday in Toronto sports, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and TFC are going to cap it off, hopefully, with a big win. I'm Dan Riccio. TFC pitch side match preview. We take you out with this. And everybody knows this song. They always associate it with Fresh Prince of Bel Air as well. Will Smith. Jump on it. Who sings it again? Sir Mix-a-Lot. Okay. Producer Emil Delich is the music man, not me. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Dallas standing up. Hopefully not at BMO Field, though.
Welcome to the 214, big D, Texas. Let Mr. Sexist flex this Lexus, and this is where the Cowboys play. They battle with my team from the Bay, Frisco. Now I'm from the Northwest, but I likes my soul food, so I'm calling up an old groove, and I'm a brother with a gut, so hello, Keena. Can you take us out to Papa Do's? And don't forget about San Antonio. The last time I went through, I took three broads home. And much love to the brothers in Austin. And the 512, I'm flossing and lost in a state that's as big as hell. And I spot two badass girls at a turf sale. They said, what's up? And I said, what's up? And I said, giddy up, U-turn. What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. What's up, Vegas? What's up? What's up, Vegas? What's up, Las Vegas?